חברים אהובים, איזה התרגשות, איזה עוצמה, איזה כוח.
לילה
נפלאה, מבחרת.
Dear friends, what great force in this great society that the Creator has chosen one by one and gathered them in one place. The whole weekend we have heard from Rav how important it is for us to stay in this point and not escape from it, not run from it. And we watch how he doesn't let us to drift even 1 millimeter from this point of darkness, which we go into and we pass it, and it has nothing in it. Not a spark of something that we can raise above or hold. Only one thing, that we know that there is no one else beside him, the good who does good, and he gives us this state from which we can start growing and flourishing. We are a great society where each and every one of us has passed through many, many, many states, and now has come the time to start walk on the spiritual path. The first step of the spiritual path, where we discover the darkness, where we discover none else besides him, where we go into it together, where we hold on, and we not escape, and we hold each other, so we can start from this point to build the spiritual kli. It's so special. From this weekend, we have all been preparing and waiting for this Yeshivat Chaverim, and for something amazing is going to happen in this Yeshivat Chaverim, and we're going to do this. Let's hear our Rav.
Try to portray how you discover the darkness. How do you see that you have no way out of it? That it's not the darkness in this world, it's spiritual darkness. That you see no future, that you don't know how to advance, that you're already in this for a few years. Some people are here for 20 or more years. And then what? What happens next? You've already come to a point where you need to begin rising, and that's what I'm inviting you to. And there has to be a very strong and unique kli formed here. Look at this group, and look at all the friends overseas and across the country. We have to bring together all of this, and just imagine the power. This is something that is unparalleled in the world and never happened before in reality. In terms of quantity, and also in quality, you'll see what will happen. So, clarify, what is the darkness? How do you come from the darkness to search for contact with the Creator? How do you grab hold of that contact with the Creator? In what way do you hold on to it, to that point? Or that pipeline, let's say, with which the Creator fills up your kli. He fills up your will to receive with the light of bestowal. And the will to receive feels the light of bestowal as darkness.
Can't hear you.
לא שומעים אותך, זוהר.
זוהר, we can't hear you.
טוב. תגיד, ערן, בבקשה.
חברים,
friends,
יש לנו חלק מאוד מיוחד בתוך הלב
שלנו. We have a very special part in our heart that we cannot reach except when we are When we meet the friends, our dear friends from South America, that for them an open and warm heart is something that goes by day. Their heart has expressed itself in the convention of Mexico. And we were yearning so much and praying so much for the whole world clique to feel this warmth. And we worried so much that this convention won't be a local convention, but it'd be something that will wash the whole of the world. This warmness and this lightness of our friends that are there. We had no idea if it will work, and we were worried very much. And until the Kiev group spoke, and the Moscow group, and Toronto, and more groups, and then each group made itself the Latin Kiev, the Latin Moscow. Each one of the groups, they embraced the warmth of Mexico, and made us feel that we are not alone. It never happens that someone goes through a state and it's a personal state. It's also our mutual state. We're all in tents and in our community and our group. And around our group, there's the world clique. We have a great, great force. We must understand that right now we are connected in Ein Sof. Right now we are connected, friends. We only need to remind ourselves of this reality. We don't need to picture anything to us. Chaim, friends.
Zohar, daber.
Okay, אני מקווה שעכשיו אתם שומעים אותי.
All right, I hope you can now hear us.
אם לא מפריעים לנו, אז כנראה שכן.
All right, if you don't stop us, then probably you are. How great is the Creator? He pulls these tricks on us. We think that we are discovering some great connection between us, and that we're in an ocean of light and all that. And it's like, wow, there's no dirt, no problem, no disturbances. And we were in a congress last week, which already sounds like last year or something. And maybe only during the midst of the congress, we started feeling that, wow, if we make a congress, if we make an effort to unite in the congress, then he shows us how much we are not connected and where else we need to connect. It's like we were in a place where everything seemed great and wonderful, and suddenly you discover dust everywhere. Like the room you're in is so dusty and dirty. And Rav's lessons in the last few days made it clear to us, why is it such a state that there was just no light in the room? You never saw what needs to be demanded, where to beg for the problem to be solved, and how many years we spend and nothing works because you're in a state where you only feel, finally, you know, in the middle of the Congress, I turned to Seth there in the band, and he asked me, you know, well, how do you feel? And I told him, I feel like I'm sitting naked in front of the whole world clean, and everyone's judging me, and after Rav's lessons in the last few days, I suddenly, you know, realize that, sure, it's because we think of ourselves. If you think of others, if you put our hearts where it's supposed to be, then we discover what we have to become, what we have to pray to become, and what a gift the Creator has given us to see that what appears to us as darkness is truly light. And only in our broken eyes, we can not just fix it, but see it correctly and take it to the place where the light through our eyes will become clear for the whole world, because we'll do it for their sake. L'chaim, friends.
לא יראה ליבי, לא יראה ליבי, לא יראה ליבי. מתוך רבש עניין אמת ואמונה.
From Rabash, faith and truth. We were given the path of faith, which is above reason, meaning not to take our feeling and our reason into account, but to say, as it was said, they have eyes and see not, they have ears and hear not. But they have faith that the Creator is surely the supervisor, and He knows what's good for me and what's not good for me. That's why He wants me to feel my state the way I feel. And me, to myself, I don't care about how I feel myself, because I wish to work in the work in order to bestow. So the main thing is that I have to work for the sake of heaven. And even when I feel that there's no wholeness in my work, in any case, in the vessels of the Upper One, meaning on behalf of the Upper One, I am whole in utter wholeness. As it is written, that nothing will be cast out of Him. That's why I'm content from my work, because I was privileged to serve the King, even in the lowest degree, but it is considered a great privilege to me that the Creator let me come closer to Him to some extent. Again, we were given the path of faith, which is above reason, meaning not to take our feeling and our reason into account, but to say, as it is written, they have eyes and see not, they have ears and hear not. But to have faith that surely the Creator is the supervisor, and He knows what's good for me and what's not good for me. Therefore, He wants me to feel my state the way I feel it. And me, to myself, I don't care about how I feel myself, because I want to work the work of in order to bestow. Therefore, the main thing is that I have to work for the sake of heaven. And even though I feel that there is no wholeness in my work, yet, in the vessels of the Upper One, meaning on behalf of the Upper One, I'm whole in utter wholeness, as it is written, that nothing shall be cast out of Him. That's why I am content with my work, that I have the privilege to serve the King, even at the lowest degree. That too is considered a privilege to me, that the Creator let me come closer to Him, to some extent, at the very least.
And here we have to talk about how we create this atmosphere where how we leave this point of garbage and we rise above it. It's only if we say that what we have received is not garbage, it comes from the Creator. And that's why I have to treat what I have as light, as good, as does good, as I have a hold, a connection with the Creator. Then I look at all those things, even though they are darkness and all of those things, but I look about them
like a lever
as a leverage that helps me leave the state of will to receive, of my ego, to the shape of bestowal. Even though I don't have bestowal, but the thing that I say, that it comes from the Creator, and I hold this point, I hold Him in my hand, this is how I enter conception.
Нет слов, на самом деле, описывать ту большущую радость, которая царит.
There are no words to describe this happiness that are governing us in our generation, where we are privileged, have been privileged to live. If you look at the faces of the friends, there's a big amount of friends who gathered here today, and this unison of hearts that are acting together and thinking about the Creator and this happiness of this, because already we have this happiness of connection with the Creator. The happiness is felt between us because we can feel it on our tongue, the taste of His love, light, the taste of His love, the taste of His pureness. And this is the calling for each and every one of us, our great friends, which I not doubt even for a second. Because here, we achieve this state where the Creator is between us. The Creator is being revealed between us, sitting here right now. We have great privilege, great wholeness. It's just a grand l'chaim for our great group.
Gadi Kaplan, ata nimtza kan?
Gadi Kaplan, are you here?
Bot shatef otanu ma ata margish.
Share with us what you feel.
אתם עושים הפתעות. לא ידעתי שאני
making bringing surprises. I didn't know I was going to speak in this gathering, but I feel that what we've received is so important. I'm with Bnei Baruch from 1994. The end of 1994, I arrived. There was no group yet. Then we asked Rav to go and make a group that was separate to those that were there. And you know, 25 years, I'm not sorry for anything. It's not that nothing happened in order to reach this point of zero. It's such a great thing, such a grand thing that is worth all of the previous life cycles and all the thousands of years that Kabbalists aimed for it. Look at how many people we are, how many friends who wish to begin from that point, to not engage in imaginary businesses and move forward from that point of zero, where we have the same basis, where we have the teacher and his teachers who are carrying us forward, and there's nothing greater than that, and that's worth more than all the life cycles and thousands of years that brought us to this point. And look at the amount of people, at the 600,000 loyal lovers that we have here. And I'm certain that if I care for them, then we have an entrance to the Creator. We can directly turn to the Creator with our request, through our tens, with all the means at our disposal around the world and our congresses and everything that we've got, to unite and follow our teacher, who feels that from this point we can begin to march forward. And there's nothing greater. So, L'chaim, friends, this is a huge, huge joy. And even though we're at the beginning of the road, we need to be happy. As Rabash writes, that the Creator has given us this opportunity
to walk the Creator's path. There's nothing more than that. We, from the whole of humanity, are beginning to get on this track and carry everyone with us, all the Kli created by the Creator. L'chaim, friends.
Yes,
my friends. Let's look around. What a great, powerful Kli there is around us. In every place in the world, there is a strong group existing, which exists there in order for us to start walking on the path that Rav leads us. We are very excited from this special state that the Creator has given us, and we want to give each friend the total security, total empowerment that never mind where are you, even in the farthest place. We want everyone to feel this security and the power of all our group, of all the world Kli, right now, to give all its force, to realize that everything that the Creator gives us are not bad things, is really the greatest help that I can receive, and it comes from Him. And how can I help? How can I work that above everything I try to adhere to Him? With all force, we are walking towards Him. We are on the path of truth. Together, we enter the state of a spiritual embryo. We will hear a clip now, we hear the music, and we think about all our friends in all the world. In all the world, we hold them in our thoughts, and we think that about everything that is being revealed to us, we set the Creator above everything, it comes from Him. Important is unity.
Shalom, Kenu, Avak Shatola.
מתוך רבש מה הוא לא תוסיף ולא תגרע בעבודה.
From Rabash, what is you should not add or subtract in the work. One should have faith above reason and portray to himself as if he already merited the faith in the Creator felt in his organs, and he sees and feels that the Creator leads the whole world by way of good that does good. And even when he looks inside his reason, he sees the opposite. In any case, he should work above reason. To make it similar in his eyes, as if he already feels in his organs that this is how it is, that the Creator leads the world by way of good that does good. And here, he acquires the importance of the goal and receives livelihood, meaning joyfulness from coming closer to the Creator. And the person has room to say that the Creator is good that does good, and he feels himself capable of telling the Creator, "You have chosen us from all nations, loved us and wanted us," since he has reason to give thanks to the Creator. And according to his feeling of the importance of spirituality, so he arranges the praise of the Creator. Again, one should have faith above reason and portray to himself as though he already acquired faith in the Creator in the feeling of his organs, and he sees and feels that the Creator leads the whole world by way of good that does good. And even when he looks inside his reason and sees the opposite, still he needs to work above reason and to make it similar in his eyes as if he already feels it in his organs, that this is truly so, that the Creator leads the whole world by way of good that does good. And here he acquires the importance of the goal. That's where he receives livelihood from, meaning joyfulness from coming closer to the Creator. And a person has room to say that the Creator is good that does good. And he feels that he has the power to say to the Creator, "You have chosen us from all nations, loved us and wanted us," since he has reason to give thanks to the Creator, since he feels the importance of spirituality, and thus he arranges the praise of the Creator.
The feeling of darkness. How after this we try to rise from this darkness to a point of adhesion with the Creator, to none else besides Him, the good who does good. How from this point again we reach for the darkness, and we say that it's not a darkness, it's the light. Only our kelim thinks it's the darkness. But when we correct ourselves, we see it's the light. So how can we hold ourselves in this point of connection with the Creator, with the group? So much that always we take care of this point, and we hold on to this point, and the darkness can grow in all sorts of ways, but we are only... We are only more and more empower ourselves and hold on to this point, that every state that changes is in order for us to strengthen our point of connection with the Creator. How from that we hold on to this point from the darkness, this point becomes the point of light. The upper Malchut becomes the Keter of the lower. This is all. It's a part of the topic.
Giuseppe, speak.
Great friends, huge friends, gigantic friends, dear world
Klee.
What I feel in these moments is a lot of love, a lot of light. We were chosen by the Creator. Really, we can work above reason.
pensiamo che arriva l'oscurità non è niente, è solo il momento in cui.
And when we feel the darkness comes, it's only because in those moments we can make huge progress and go another step forward, another step higher. And it's a wonderful thing to be servants of the Creator.
Grandezza che è impossibile definire, di qualcosa di così
because we carry this charge of greatness that is so huge that we cannot describe in words, and that's why we have to carry it with us in joy, and everything that will come to us, like Rav explains to us, like the Rabash explains to us, it's only for our own good, it's only to help us further adhere to the Creator. On this path for more than 10 years, and I feel that this opportunity to bring light, to bring connection to all the levels, to all the people who don't yet study even, is a wonderful thing, it's an exceptional thing. This possibility that we can give it outwardly when we communicate the love between us through the connection between us, and the world can feel it, people can feel it. I remember the words of Rav and Rabash about this, that we were chosen for it, that we can be the conduits to realize this. So, dear friends, there is no darkness. Only we can feel it for just a slight moment, but we're already preparing the next degree, the degree that we can together reach to arrive at the end of correction, and we can succeed in that because we're all successful, we're all lucky, and we have great fortune, and we do it together with joy. L'chaim, friends.
Dear friends, dear world Kli, we are in a very special Yeshivat Chaverim today. It's what it's called that we fill the quota, and Rav told us we have to change the Yeshivat Chaverim. He's also present here. He sits in this studio and he prays for us, for our success. We have no choice. We must succeed. We know each other many years now, and we know everyone. Even before he opens his mouth, we know what he's going to say and how he's going to act. We don't take into account all the corporal properties of each friend, but we cover it with love. We are not scared anymore from our heart of stone. We know it exists, we know Him, and we are on the path. We are here because of the goal. And in this world, there is this thing like a commando, like the special friends who are being taught to run, to fight, to do all sorts of actions in this world. When we are a spiritual commando, in what? Only that we rise above our natures. There are no more people in the world who rise above their nature and fight against their nature. Our only goal is to draw the light that corrects the upper light, and we must reach our goal. We don't have any choice. The Rav told us everything that our teachers taught us, and we must give it to the world. How we turn hatred into love. The hero who overcomes his nature, and you are the greatest of the generation, the leaders of the humanity. L'chaim, my friends.
Yeah.
There is my level of the will to receive of my life where I feel myself not so good, even bad. What do I do with that? I say that what I feel there is in my ego and a desire opposite to the Creator, that's why I feel bad. Basically, the Creator shines on me and He does it with light and good, but I feel it as bad. That's number one. Number two, I say it comes from the Creator, it comes from the source of good. So I want not to be connected to the bad and I want to be connected with the point from which I receive the fulfillment. And it becomes darkness to me, but I want to be connected to the light, to that upper point, that point of bestowal that influences me. And I constantly try to cling to it. That's called clinging to the Creator in good that does good. And I want to be in that all the time. And the fact that I feel darkness and bad is because my vessels are such in the meantime. But these two levels have determined that this is what they are. That's it. And all the time, in both the lower degree and the upper degree, both the upper, that's the upper degree, and faith above reason, which is a higher degree. Besides that, I don't want to tell you anything. Only that. And we need to learn. How do we rise each time from reason to faith above reason? Malchut to Bina. Or as he explains to us, that we then cling to the Malchut of the upper one, who is angry, who is dark for me, and it becomes my Keter, and that means it already shines.
Friends, it's the first time in my life
that
it's hard for me to speak. Usually I don't shut my mouth, but now it's very hard to speak. You know why? I feel as if the Holy Shechina is in front of me. What can you tell her? What do you do?
There's
a lot of darkness, states, things. All those things, they just disappear in front of the Holy Shechina. So we have the power to choose. We have the answer. the cure, when we're going to go after the invitation of our Rav, and I invite you to rise as well. We're not going to do anything except of keeping each other on the path, keeping each other safe. Let us, for one moment, one short moment, we put all our calculations aside and we just take into account our points in the heart, and together we sit as one man with one heart.
מחר, 2:45